Are you using sulfur in your wheat fertility program? If not, listen up. Hi there, this is Jeannie, your K-State agronomist. Now, we don't talk about sulfur deficiency in wheat very often. However, I've gotten some more questions on it recently, and I think we're starting to see a bit more of it popping up in our no-till wheat production. Now, there are a couple of reasons this is happening. First, there's less sulfur in the atmosphere because of scrubbers cleaning the air before it's released by manufacturers. The second reason is that no-till is causing cooler soil temperatures, and this slows sulfur mineralization in the soil. Generally, environmental factors that favor plant growth enhance sulfur release from organic matter, and organic matter is a great source of sulfur. So how do you know if you're seeing sulfur deficiency? Well, it appears as stunted yellow wheat plants. And I'm sure you're thinking, well, that sounds a lot like nitrogen deficiency. Sulfur deficiency can be confused with nitrogen deficiency. However, with nitrogen, the oldest leaves look the most yellow and chlorotic. In sulfur, the youngest leaves, the ones that are just coming out of the whorl, are the most yellow and chlorotic. The role of nitrogen and sulfur in the plant are related because they are both components in making protein and they are associated with chlorophyll formation. In addition, you will usually see the chlorotic and stunted wheat in patches in the field. Generally, these patches are on hilltops or on hillsides where there's been erosion or where fields may have been leveled. Another area of the field that's more likely to see sulfur deficiency is sandy areas where the sulfur is leached away. Now, I don't see a great deal of sulfur deficiency in wheat fields in the area, and I think there's a couple of reasons for that. I think in some cases, we're putting on sulfur in our wheat without even thinking about it. If you're using 40 rock or mesh, you're applying sulfur. In other cases, we're getting sulfur from other parts of our rotation. Specifically, I think it's coming from our corn. And the wheat is using that profile of sulfur to meet its needs. But this sulfur deficiency is something that should be on your radar. Now, wheat needs roughly 6/10 of a pound of sulfur per bushel of wheat. Now, that is the total amount of sulfur, which includes credits from sulfur that's already in the soil, credits from organic matter, credits from irrigation water, and credits from manure applications. Now, the best way to know if your wheat needs sulfur is to have a soil test. A profile soil sample or a sample to 24 inches will accurately account for the sulfur in the soil since it's a mobile nutrient in the soil. These samples can easily be sent to K-State to the soil testing lab, and if you need help with that, please let me know. Now, sulfur is sometimes referred to as the fourth major nutrient of crop production. It's also an important nutrient in other crops, such as corn and sorghum. Now, we have a publication devoted to explaining sulfur use in crop production, and I have it posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Now, while you're there at that website looking at the sulfur publication, you can also reserve your spot for the K-State Weed School this week. The meeting, What's Next in Weed Control, is happening on Wednesday afternoon, February 20th. We're meeting from 1:30 to 4:30 Mountain Time at the Elks Lodge in Goodland. We're going to discuss the research from Western Kansas and where in our crop rotations is the best place to get a handle on our weeds. Now reserve your spot by registering online at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy or by calling the Extension office in Goodland at 890-4880. Now if you have any questions, please let me know. You can get a hold of me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs.